It's a thrilling moment for both jockey and fans when a racehorse makes it across the finish line, but some startling new numbers show racehorse injuries have been on the rise at Arizona tracks. 50 horses were put down due to catastrophic injuries during the 2017-18 racing season, and that's double the national death rate at tracks. Dennis Wagner is an investigative reporter with the Arizona Republic. He dug up the study issued by the Arizona Department of Gaming and joins us in studio for a few minutes. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
So how stark are the numbers? How dramatic have they become in Arizona compared to other places?
Well, if you look at the Jockey Club keeps a record of equine deaths. They're focusing on thoroughbreds. And they show 1.61 horse breakdowns per 1,000 starts. Arizona is 3.41 per 1,000 starts. So we're talking basically doubling, roughly.
Yeah.
Any ideas as to what is the cause of this? Are there any specific racetracks involved?
No. Turf Paradise, which is the predominant horse racing operation in Arizona, is trying to analyze that. They've even invited outside statisticians to come and look at all of their data. They've analyzed horses by breed, age, gender, type of track, type of day they ran, all kinds of different things. They haven't come up with anything solid. They found that there was a clump of horse deaths during rainy periods. And they have looked at whether horses who are pulling up lame in a previous race weeks or months earlier should maybe be inspected. So they're actually inspecting horses that had problems. I think they're doing 15 inspections per day.
To be cynical, is there anything here where maybe the horses are just seen as products? Maybe decades ago when horse racing was more popular, you balance out love for the animal with love for the money that comes from gambling. Is it more emphasizing gambling now to the horse's detriment?
I don't know that that's a factor. I do think that there's something related to that possibly. Turf Paradise has relatively low purses. As a result, Turf Paradise gets what several people at the track, jockeys, trainers, said are inferior horses. So that could be an element of it too.
Interesting.
I want to ask you a little bit about what's being done, I guess, to address this. I mean, you dug up this report, but the industry has had this information for some time, right?
Yeah, the report, a first version of the report was produced in 2017, and then last year they completed the report. I obtained it through a public records request. There were a number of recommendations within their own report. And for example, they said the gaming department should hire a new steward, a safety steward who focuses only on safety. And that hasn't been done. There was recommendations that maybe they should create a break in the season. That hasn't been done. The break would be to give horses a rest. There was a recommendation for just a number of things like that that weren't carried out.
And so there's no requirement for them to carry it out. These are recommendations.
Right. And the recommendations, it's up to the Arizona Department of Gaming, which regulates horse racing, and the Arizona Racing Commission, which sets the policies and does some regulation. It's up to them to decide whether they're going to enforce it. Now, Turf Paradise on its own has taken some actions to try to deal with it, adding the number of inspections before races, doing some other things. And there's all kinds of different players in the game.
Doesn't your story mention as well that Turf Paradise argues that it's maybe one of only four tracks in the country that has some sort of special bathing massage or something, some water treatment or something?
Yeah, it's not a massage. It's actually
that sounds good to me. Sorry.
it's actually a pretty interesting horse swimming pool. And there's I think there's 82 race courses in the country or something like that. Turf Paradise has a pool where they lead the horse into it and they let the horse swim around. And depending on how many times they need it, it's an exercise pool for horses. And it's considered a really good cardio exercise for them without damaging their legs. So if they had an injured leg or something like that, it is kind of unique.
I wonder what the reaction's been like within the racing community, because like Steve mentioned, the horses are sort of loved by these trainers, by these jockeys. They work with them for a very long time. When a horse dies, and if it's happening more often than it used to, what's the impact?
You know, everybody I talked over there, the trainers, the jockeys, they all talked about the word heartbreak just kept coming up. And you can see that it really does affect them. People get close to their horses in many cases. But horses are also, for them, employees, workers. So there's kind of a duality of the relationship.
Dennis, finally, in the last 30 seconds or so, you've been following Turf Paradise for a while and reporting on this. Is there more to be done about what's going on sort of overall with horse racing in Arizona?
Well, I think there's several things that could come up in the future. First of all, one of the racing commissioners was so upset about safety issues at Turf Paradise that he stormed out of a meeting a few weeks ago. Another is that the horse tracks control the off-track betting parlors in the state, and they're looking to get gaming in those parlors if they can, or possibly sports booking. So there's a lot of issues that kind of dovetail into this.
Dennis Wagner of the Arizona Republic telling us more about horse racing and injuries and whatnot, and not massages, apparently.
I guess that was just massages.
In my mind. Thanks, Dennis.